Yeah, there's just no way we could open it like that. Fright Night.
I thought that was great. I was very proud of myself.
Jake. All right, we're live. We're
Fright Night. This is the actual official beginning of the episode. Apparently, didn't like what I did on the last recording. So no,
don't even.
It was.
I thought it was adorable. Whatever. But
it was dog shit. I'm not going to lie.
Whatever. Well, at least we can hear you today, Dusty.
Yeah.
You know, fair. We didn't even launch the last episode.
Yeah, we just gave it to the Discord.
I just gave it to the Discord because Dusty got so high he forgot to plug in the mic.
You just hear him talking from across the room the whole time. We had not a clue, too. We just kept on recording like it was normal.
Yeah, and then we
listened back to the recording and Bobby's like, oh, fuck.
What's pretty funny about that, bro, is like it kind of makes for a better episode. So I think we should launch it.
I think so. Why not? More content.
Let's launch it after this,
and we'll just call this like bonus material, like a bonus episode.
Or yeah, okay, that works.
It's called One Bedroom, by the way. That's the episode we're talking about.
Hey, that's us.
Yeah,
me and you, we're gonna be sharing a bedroom.
We got a little bit of housekeeping. I guess we can talk about. So we are relocating.
Mm-hmm. We are what?
We're relocating.
Well, I guess I kind of am too.
Oh, you're relocating?
Yeah, he's moving in with us.
I'm going back up to L.A.
You're going back up to L.A.? Why all the way up there, man? Driving is a bitch.
I love L.A.
Oh, God. You're crazy.
I found a spot in L.A. Well, we should talk about because you guys are moving. I'm moving.
Let's talk about it.
So I find this really cool spot in L.A. It's pretty crazy, actually. Talk about Fright Night.
Mm. Your traps look insane right now, by the way.
Hey, that's nice. Hey, Jake, don't let that's insane.
Was I bitter looking?
You were bitter. I've been working out hard.
Yes, you have.
I'm very proud of you.
You're not.
I have complimented you before. I just happened to have done it on the podcast, Dusty.
Thank you,
freaking
Jake.
Kiss ass.
So so I find this really cool spot in LA and I'm like, man, you know when your intuition about something, you know how it kicks in, but you choose to ignore it. I was like, man. This place is really cool because it had like the sickest views of LA. Like you could see the ocean, you could see the mountain, you could see the sign, you could see the hills, see everything. I'm like, and you know, real estate in LA, that shit goes quick, you know?
Yep.
I'm like, how is this spot like still available? There's no other offers in on this or anything? Jake, pay attention.
I was listening. I was just getting the phone ready. That's all.
Okay. This is a big story.
It's a really big story.
You know the story?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Do you know the story?
Yeah.
Oh, then why am I telling it?
Let them know.
I guess people don't know the story.
No.
So
let's hear the story.
I just thought it was crazy, you know, that this unit was like empty. Come to find out, I get approved for the spot. I go get it. And the manager's like, man, this place suits you perfect. Like, you know, it's good creative zone, all the shit. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, and it doesn't bother you what happened in there? And that's what I do.
What did he say?
Well, the guy jumped off the fucking balcony in my unit.
How tall was the balcony?
It was like 40 floors.
Oh. The building.
The building. It was like the 40th floor, yeah.
Yeah.
He jumped off the 40th floor, yeah.
I did not know that. You never told me that story.
You really? Just said you knew the story.
I just asked if you knew the story.
I don't know that story.
Oh, this
I
just
knew a
happened.
Different story.
This just happened.
You know another story.
I did not know this just happened either.
Well, I don't know how long ago the guy.
This just happened. Well, yeah. Well, that happened months ago. Hey, what's the other story?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like you just got to tell us at this point.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
I thought you were gonna say something different.
What did you think I was gonna say?
I don't know anymore.
What the fuck? Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Now we are sampling the Smoke Black Craft Zacky Vengeance.
Oh boy,
2.5 milligram.
I drank a whole can. Nice.
It's good. Well, it's a low dose. That's the whole point.
What
of
was my
drinks.
Flavor? Yeah. My flavor was
you had,
lemon lime. It was really good.
Hey, the lemon lime reminded me of lime bubbly. Now
Bobby and Dusty, they had the berry black.
I had both.
Lemon lime. We had both.
And
now.
Oh, they had two cans. I only had one
but
because I know better.
Pretty good at mellow.
I feel
mellow.
Great right now, actually. I feel very relaxed.
Well, I had that
it's very
the gummies.
Two gummies, and I'm just
we're
chilling.
Just cruising.
It's a very casual high.
I am
it's very relaxing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what else is crazy too is there's a lot of housekeeping because we just got back from PA. Just did our
first shit.
Ever.
We have that's right. We haven't done the episode
we got a lot
since before that.
So before we jump down that, let's talk about this real quick. So Fright Night is going to be every single Thursday and every single Monday.
Yes.
Monday, Thursdays. Thursdays, Mondays.
Mondays, Thursdays, Mondays.
Got it?
That was fun.
That's pretty good.
I enjoyed that.
So, that'll be, you'll get that 2 days a week. We're also working on another podcast right now, which I could actually mention a little bit.
Yeah.
The rock legend, Steven Tyler, his daughter, Mia Tyler.
No freaking way.
Yeah. We're going to end up doing a show together on here. It's going to be the theme. I don't even want to say the show name yet because we're still working out the details, but we're leaning towards like Sinister Nights.
Bro.
So you can kind of guess what that's about.
Oh yeah.
That's so much fun.
You can kind of guess what Sinister Nights is about.
What is Sinister Nights about?
That's the first thing that comes to your head.
Hey, Sinister? Jake, you've been spending a lot
the
of
movie.
Time there.
No, we're not talking. This is already
creepy
Fright
VHS
night,
tape. Sinister.
This is already Fright Night, bud.
Fright Night. Oh, is it going to be another movie review podcast?
Jake, you've been spending a lot of time there.
What? Sinister? What the fuck are you talking about, Dusty?
All right. Real shit though. Every Monday and Thursdays will be Fright Night. The other episode or the other thing we're going to be doing with Mia, I don't know what that's going to be yet, but you're going to be getting like 3 to 4 shows a week.
I'm curious what the Sinister Nights is.
Cool. Jake, now.
Yes. I want to know more.
So that's going on. We just got back from PA, Love Gone.
Yes,
my first
show.
DJ set ever. Jake, hey, his first DJ set ever.
500 people is no joke.
500 hard tickets sold.
Man, I could talk about this night for the next 2 hours, to be honest. That's how much of a blast
it
was.
Honest, bro.
And I have to give Bobby a big shout out, Bobby and Davey, just for believing in me and having me be a part of their first, you know, live show. It was.
Bro, I was proud of you.
Your first live show, too.
I was nervous.
This was your first DJ.
Bobby and I have shared a hotel room. He got to see my nerves in real time.
That's nice now.
Hey,
it was nice.
That's nice now.
I bet you that hand was shaking.
But I'm proud of Jake, man. He did great. Shout out Josh Balls. It was a good time. So
yep.
Josh Balls fucking killed it. Yep. Freaking Jason.
New venue looks sick.
Once again, Jason did that all in a half a day,
Jason's
bro.
Jason's fucking insane. Shout out Jason.
Yeah.
Dude. I got a little something else I'm going to leak here before
really?
Ooh, what is it?
So after that show happened and it went so well and I saw how big of a production we did in the setup and kind of what we did, I got a phone call now. And shout out my boy Mark. He always brings me the best weed. Mark has brought me pounds of weed at this point.
Like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is the OG shit. This is the real shit.
A lot of weed.
So he's big in the nightlife game. Mm-hmm. And we got connected to Resorts World in Vegas.
No, you didn't.
Really?
Yes, what?
I mean, let's calm down. So they're going to give us like a night and see how we do. And if we could draw people.
You'll obviously do great.
Well, so what we're going to do is we're going to do like a halfway to Halloween show.
So oh, like so May, this June, would be. Oh, so this is coming up then, coming kind up, of like May, in a couple June-ish. Months.
So we're going to do a nighttime pool party.
Dude, that's
we're
so
just
exciting.
Waiting to confirm the date. But
a pool party?
Yeah, nighttime.
What? Dude, that's so
hey,
exciting.
Now, if I see that big sad face on the side of Resorts World Casino,
checking out.
Oh, gosh.
Or checking in.
Hey, may I come to that?
You can come to that.
I would love
play that show.
Oh my gosh! Wow. If you, dude,
that'd be cool.
You know what I'm capable of at this point. So you know I will not turn down an offer.
And I feel like all the shows just need to be you
and
Josh.
Yeah, oh, Josh Pelody crushed it. He was the opener for the show that night, and he crushed it.
He just played the whole thing. Because
my
man
killed it both times.
Funny
story.
You know, funny story though.
Hey,
actually,
Vegas would be insane.
So going
Vegas
into this night, the whole entire time, I thought I was going to be before Love Gone. So I had it in my head. I was like, "Oh, I'm right after Death. I'm after Josh Paladin." And then they tell me, like, literally 20 minutes before Josh even goes on stage, I'm like, yeah, you're ending off the night. I'm like, huh? What? And I started sweating bullets. I was like, I'm the last person people see. I started freaking out. I remember just like sitting in silence in the green room for
you killed
like,
it though.
For
I'm telling you.
20 minutes.
You were having the time of your life.
Oh my God. And shout out to Sasha, Ariel, and Ali for going on stage with me and being my hot girl entourage.
Yeah, you killed it. I was jealous.
I was very grateful that they were up
now.
On stage with me. So thank you very much for that.
There was some nice tail up there.
Jesus Christ, Dusty. They're more than just
tail. He's talking about you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the chicks were hot too, but
you can objectify me all you want.
He was talking about you. Yeah, he's talking about you now.
Oh, thank you. It was an absolute blast. I was very grateful. And
it was really a great night. Honestly.
I really want to do it again.
It seemed like everyone had a
great just remember
time.
Like approaching Bobby after my set with the biggest smile. I'll be like, I want to do this again.
Well, we're going to be doing it again. We just tried to do Salem. We were thinking about Salem April 28th, but I guess the city won't allow us or some shit. So
I can see that. They're kind of strict. They're kind of strict there. And on top of that, too, maybe it's for the best because it is a very old building and all I can see is the bass speakers just making Nydia fall from the ceiling.
Shit, that's a good shout. Hey, Loki, rules are rules now. You got to listen to some rules.
You got to play by the ball.
I feel like those rules are absolutely necessary. That's an old building right there. That's
the only rule I won't listen to is getting high and driving. Nice.
I'm so kidding. Every time I'm high, I am driving.
Okay, but I know.
Driving this spaceship.
Hey, so Fright Night's back.
The Fright Night is back.
Thursdays, Mondays, Thursdays. So this will be the first one.
It's episode 28.
Is that what we're on?
Yeah, we're 28.
In Fright Night?
The whole series, well, yeah, so far. This is technically only our third public episode.
Well,
there should be four, but we just didn't release one bedroom episode, but we're going to release that after, now that we've talked about it.
One other thing, I got housekeeping, and we're going to get into this movie, Silent House.
Oh, yeah.
I got something. Alien box is available.
Yeah. Mm.
The hoodie in that box is probably one of my favorites.
It is sick. I did get to see that design. I didn't see anything else in the box yet, but that hoodie itself, it would be enough for me to buy.
And we also got both men's and women's options for the Alien box this month. So you got yourself a bit of an option to choose from. I'm pretty excited about it. It's a fun, goofy box. I'm pretty stoked on it.
Yeah, I like the alien box. The hoodie is insane, but like just the imagery from the outside for the promotion.
I feel like we're
insane.
Going hard with the mystery boxes lately. First, we did the Mothman, which
I'm working on a mystery box coming up.
Mm.
Hey, now
it's got some mushrooms involved in it.
No,
some trippy shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, have we ever done trippy before?
No, but we're, hey.
I love trippy shit.
I'm cooking.
Hey, yeah, I was going to say, we've never done the trippy vibe before.
Chefs in the kitchen, let them cook.
Let me cook.
I've been hearing that expression everywhere lately.
That's what we say. We say,
yeah, let it cook, let it cook, let it cook, 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 cook. I wish we never met.
Let's
talk about your new single.
April 12th.
Now hurt me. I did a thing.
Hey, I like the date that you picked to release this on.
April 12th?
412. 412.
412 for Pittsburgh.
Oh, that is Pittsburgh.
I did that on purpose, Jake.
Really?
No.
The next one's released on 6/9.
Nice.
Damn it. Fucking dusty. Jesus
Christ.
Should
we talk about Silent House?
Yeah, we can talk about Silent House.
It hurt me April 12th, though.
Let me pull up the notes for it. So Silent House, was this a movie you've seen before, Dusty?
Nope.
Bobby and I had seen this before. So when I first moved out to California around 10 years ago, I lived with Bobby, and we watched Silent House one night, and I remember him being really freaked out about it. He's like, I really love that movie. No, I don't think you're high at the time. But he was scared because he made me stay with him overnight. He was scared.
I think you just wanted to sleep in the same room as Bobby.
Hey, here's the deal. I'm never going to...
So
never going to pass up an opportunity like that.
So here's the thing. Hey, I'm single now. Don't be sleeping on me.
I was sleeping on you.
Hey, I'm putting myself out there now.
Maybe now I'm single. Sleep on me.
I'm putting myself out there. I'm single now. Bro, I've been healing, bro.
But we technically have a history with this movie. I actually saw it in theaters when it first came out.
Did you?
Yeah, it was back in 2011, and it was at one of the independent... independent movie theater down in Southside. I forget what it was called, but I saw it down there when it first released, and I remember really enjoying it when I was younger. But we chose Silent Hills tonight because Bobby was like, hey, remember that movie with the guy with the daughter?
I don't know how you knew this shit.
And all he said was with the daughter and the father, and I was like, Silent House? He's like, is that it? I don't know why I knew that's what you're talking about right off the bat. But what's really cool about Silent House is that it kind of had this niche where it was kind of marketed as like one entire cinematography shot. Like it's filmed as if it's just one big long scene. And you don't really see that often in movies these days.
No, that was mind blowing. I thought that was really fucking sick.
It was really cool, and I thought it was effective too. So I'm really stoked to dissect that.
Like turned it around and just waved goodbye. Like that would have been nice for all the hard work that guy did.
I hope they gave him a good paycheck after that movie.
The other crazy part to that is how good the acting's got to be to not fuck it up.
To remember all your lines, all the movements you make, where to walk to, what to...
You got to restart.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about restarting a whole 15-minute long scene.
That's what we're saying. Like, you get to the very end, fucked up last scene.
Have we ever Googled how many times they fucked up?
No, but technically, the movie is not actually all one shot, but it's stitched together like one long shot.
Why the fuck would you ruin it?
Why the fuck would you? Wait, hold on a second.
You ruined the magic for me. I was believing that they filmed that all in one continuous shot.
You told us that. Okay. That was the whole point of the why we watched the movie. So that's not true.
This is from an article I read like years ago.
I wouldn't waste the fucking time watching this shit ass movie.
I didn't mean to ruin it for you, but technically it's like 13 or 14 full scenes, which is still like...
That's still pretty cool.
If you think about it. Whatever. So we're going to get into Silent House after I ruined it for that.
Dude, I was so excited. I was like, they did this all in one take. That's insane. But
now that we're getting into the cast, no one had a clue who Elizabeth Olsen was.
I still don't.
Who is like an A-list actress right now.
I still don't.
Literally sister of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. They had not a clue who she was.
That's why we never heard of her.
Well, yeah, why do we care though? You say she's in Marvel shit. We don't watch Marvel shit.
Well, I don't watch Marvel shit either. I knew her because of this movie, kind sir. There's also another movie that she's in that's really good. Martha May Marlene something. There's like a fourth. It's a really good movie. But
okay.
So this movie, Silent House, is starring Elizabeth Olsen, Adam Trees, Eric Sheffer Stevens, and Julia Chan. Directed by Chris Kentis and Laura Lau, who directed the movie Open Water from a long time ago.
It's like a shark movie.
I don't really remember it that well.
Watched it.
But the movie is 92 minutes.
We love a good
92-minute long movie. Wow. Rotten Tomatoes score. So this is weird to me because I remember this having much higher score when it first came out, but it looks like it's dropped drastically since it came out. Critic score 42% and audience score 30%. Dude, they're being fucking assholes right now. They're doing like the jerk off like hand gesture to me. I don't know what the hell I do to deserve this.
Jake, what? You're literally petting my dog.
No, you're not. Your dog is right behind you.
Hey, nice.
Shut up. Whenever they start laughing with each other, you just know they're fucking with me. And I have to just sit back and deal with it and pretend like nothing's going on and try to keep the show going moving forward.
Okay, Jake. Right, now that you're done with your rant.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Did you hear what I said last?
Yeah, so about fucking... You mean Rotten Tomatoes
score, 42% critics... 30% audience score. Where's Kamish? Kamish was here last week and he got to experience what you guys are like watching a movie. He got to experience it. No, I'm not. I'm fucking pissed. Kamish, if you're listening, you know what I deal with now. Thank you very much for experiencing it with me.
Joked.
Rotten Tomatoes score 42%, critic 30% audience score. What do you think about that, guys? What do you think? Are you gonna answer? Are you gonna laugh a little bit?
To be honest, can we talk about this yet?
Look, here's the thing.
Can we start to undress some things? To go along with that score.
Yeah.
Okay. This movie takes
no spoilers yet.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The movie takes some wild fucking turns.
Uh huh.
And it took me a while to understand some of it.
Uh-huh.
Because at first some of these characters I was like, man,
yeah,
they suck. I didn't think they were very good actors, but a little twist and a little later I understand and kind of figure out some of it.
Okay, so I'm with him on this. However, I didn't think they were good actors either, and I was not going to shit on it at all because I was like, oh, it's one take. Mm-hmm. But little do I know, it wasn't one take now. So I just didn't think the guy actors were great.
I was actually going to ask for clarification because I thought actually Elizabeth Olsen kind of crushed
it. No, she was insane.
Her
and the other chick were both good, but I thought the uncle was...
You know what?
So let's talk about this because Bobby pointed out something right off the bat. It's like, why do these people look too young to be her father and uncle?
There's something about the movie that, no spoiler alerts, but it felt a little like it fell short to me. Like,
like watching it after watching it a second time.
Like, I don't know. There was something off about this movie, and I don't know if it was because she was such a, she was so good.
Maybe inconsistency. Maybe you think it was inconsistent. I don't
know. But I'm gonna save my review to the very end because it's gonna surprise you.
I think it's been a while since we had a movie that's more debatable, because the last three movies we've done, we've all generally liked it.
Yeah.
I think this is gonna be a fun one, because I'm actually in the same boat with you guys. There's parts of this movie where I'm like,
I agree with you.
So the budget, $2 million, but they brought back $12.6 million in sales. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah,
you can watch it for free on HBO Max. Surprise, we actually chose a movie that you don't have to pay for.
Or you can watch it for free on Amazon Prime under Will Holcomb's account. Little does he know I got his shit logged in.
It was free on there. We said, we'll pay for it on
his
here.
His credit. His credit score is fucked right now.
Why?
Because there's so many charges on his credit card.
Well, if you don't know about him, he's not paying on it now.
He ain't paying attention because he's so busy.
Pretty much. Fuck.
He just sets a payment to go to it every month. And he's like, man, this won't go down.
Yeah, that's fair.
Now that we're done talking about Will, we're going to go into spoiler territory. So if you have not seen Silent House yet, go ahead and watch it now, because there are some twists and turns that will spoil the movie if you don't watch it before you listen to us. So go ahead and do that now. In the meantime, I'm going to do... This is a short synopsis of the movie.
It's all you, baby.
So pay attention. The movie begins with Sarah, played by Elizabeth Olsen, looking over a lake while her father and uncle, played by Adam Trees and Eric Sheffer Stevens, as they are moving all their belongings out of their summer house. During this time, Sarah is visited by a girl named Sophia, who claims to be a childhood friend with her, but Sarah just can't seem to remember her. Soon after Sarah's uncle leaves to get more supplies, Sarah's father gets attacked by an unknown figure in the home. As a cat and mouse game pursues, Sarah eventually escapes the house through the basement and runs away from the house, and noticing a little girl along the way. Man, I sound so childish. This is bad writing, Jake. I am so sorry. Anybody who's listening to this. As her uncle finds her in the middle of the road against Sarah's will, the uncle heads back to the house to find her father. But as they venture into the top floor where the pool room is, someone attacks Sarah's uncle in pitch black while Sarah makes her way through the flashing lights of her Polaroid camera. But the movie takes a psychological turn as she remembers horrible memories of assault as a child, leading to hysteria, warped realities, and the manifestation of Sophia, her childhood friend. Sarah ends up killing her father, leaving her uncle behind, and leaves the house as credits roll. Bam. I tried to keep it short this time.
You weren't lying about this.
But it was also terrible writing. I was very unimpressed with what I wrote here. Sorry, guys.
So where do you want to start here? What do you want to get into?
Well, we're going to start, we're going to talk about the plot and what we think about it. Let's talk about if it was original, you know, plot devices, theories. What are your thoughts on it?
Let me go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go first, buddy.
I really liked the storyline. I thought that it felt original. The twists and turns weren't your... Because I really was thinking this was a home invasion movie. That's why I got excited about it. You see a house by the water. You know, it's a big-ass house.
Oh, it's a sheer home invasion three-fourths of the movie.
Total home invasion feeling. But the twists and turns I thought were unique. Yeah, I really dug the plot, actually. I was actually like, yeah, this is cool. And at first, it's funny when you're watching this, if you're like me and have... What do I have? ADHD, ADD,
oh,
have all those things.
It's so bad.
It's bad.
It's so bad.
When I... and I think a lot of people listening to this can relate to this. We're all busy, right? And you don't want to waste your time, right? You don't want to waste your time watching a shit movie, right?
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to lie now. You had me in the first half, right? Now, you got me. I'm thinking home invasion, spooky. Okay, then I think there's some people inside the house. I like it. You know, all this shit's going on. Now, where you lost me on the plot, and...
I think I'm about to agree with you,
you know
too.
What? I can't say it, though.
No, we already told the whole story.
No, I know, but... Oh, yeah, I can't say this. What I'm trying to say is, like...
Dumb decisions? Unrealistic decisions.
Yeah, but no, never mind. Because the way the movie ends, the twist and turns,
it all makes it all technically makes sense. Justify
it. It all makes sense. My point. What I was trying to say to this. Sorry, that fucking seltzer's kicking in. What I was trying to say to this is, give the, like, if you get to a point where you're like, these people are stupid and this is, that makes no sense.
Yep.
Hold tight, because it makes a lot of fucking sense. Absolutely. That's what I was trying to say. Sorry.
No, you're good. What are your thoughts on the plot, Dusty?
Watching it, I was in. Same thing. You do feel like it's home invasion. They're getting fucking.
You're scared. You're in.
You're walking on eggshells now.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of times like that too. We yelled. We're like, how fucking dumb could you be? Like, you know, about shit that they're doing. You're like, that's the last thing I would have fucking done in that situation. But like Bobby said, comes to realize it's a lot different situation and you understand it. But I still like the plot overall. I actually thought it was pretty good. Like the way it actually turned a little bit different than what I thought it was gonna go. Mm-hmm. Kind of. So I was like, oh, okay. Like it kind of blended two different theories that I had plus more. Overall, I like the plot of the movie.
I'm kind of with you. I'm going to add to what you said, Dusty, because to me, I thought the plot was very minimalistic, very simple. Mm-hmm. I actually think the twist towards the end is actually what kept it from being very meh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it could have been very meh if it was just a straightforward home invasion movie. Because there is a lot of scenes that just drag on for quite a long time.
But it's funny though, you know, because once the twist comes in, those long scenes that were dragged on, they
justify
meaningful.
Themselves. They're meaningful. You know? It almost represents
very suspenseful.
You know, where they mention where like she has holes in her heads, and then those could represent the time frames where she's off doing like dirty business.
With the mold growing.
Yeah, with the mold growing and stuff like that. Well, that's cool. I'm glad we all have a same general idea as for it. Let's talk about the villain though, because this is not your typical villain. Well, actually, no. There's only one villain technically.
Well, there's two.
She's technically not a villain though. She's a victim.
No.
No, the dad and uncle.
The uncle too as well. Uncle, I guess he was compliant. And yeah, you're right. He was compliant.
It seemed like he might have been in doing some dirty too.
Well, he admitted it. He said, I'm sorry. That was long ago, didn't he?
He said, I should have stopped it.
Yeah, he was aware of it, but he did nothing about it. Actually, let's talk about this, because talk about the nature of the actors who are playing those characters. What were your thoughts on their acting? Because we kind of touched on it earlier. Because I felt like they could have been a little bit more established as characters, and they felt more like
they felt too young.
They felt really young. They felt like older brothers to like Elizabeth Olsen's character.
The uncle felt older than her dad too.
They just both to me felt so young and so just there's this offness about the movie. There's something that I did not like and I can't put my finger on it, and I think it's them.
I think it's the inconsistency between the realistic acting of Elizabeth Olsen and the acting.
Well, like, she's good.
She's realistic, but when you look at the male characters in the movie, they feel like actors. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it feels like they're kind of like acting, like they're reading the script as opposed to feeling the script in a sense. Does that make sense?
Is this thing recording?
It's recording.
It is for sure.
Yeah, that's what red means, I think. Dude, I swear to God, you ask that every freaking episode. It says recording.
Well, you gotta be on your toes.
On me now.
Hey, and what happened? One time he didn't ask. What happened?
What happened?
You forgot to plug in my mic.
Sitting at your feet. How dare you put blame on me?
It was sitting at your feet.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be. I'm sorry about that.
You're hostile.
I'm not hostile. You just pissed me off.
Jake.
I'm sorry.
I'd rather be pissed off than pissed off.
My personal opinions on the villains is that I really liked the concept.
Jake, I gotta tell you my new saying first.
Oh, God, here we fucking go.
Don't be pissing on my leg and tell me it's raining.
The hell, how am I supposed to respond to that? Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
What are you talking about? You're too high. Dusty.
I think that's a golden shower.
Oh, God. Come on, man.
Is that what it's called?
No, he's talking about getting pissed on the leg. I don't. What the?
A golden shower.
That's not a golden shower.
What's
that's
a golden
just
shower?
Someone peeing you on the leg.
What's a golden shower?
I don't know. I've never done that shit,
Jake.
I haven't done it either.
Mm-hmm. But you
seem to know what
it
was and what it wasn't.
Shut
for
up,
not
Dusty.
Doing it.
I'm gonna Google.
I want to talk about the villain real quick. So, I actually like the concept of the dad and the uncle being the villains. I just wasn't impressed with the actors that they chose for them. That's my personal opinion. Oh God, come on, man! This is a movie review podcast.
Well, I thought it was gonna happen in this movie at one point. So,
no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, because of the toilet on the wall.
No, before that.
What?
All right, this is the do's and don'ts of Golden Showers.
Oh, I got another don'ts.
God. Why?
So hey, Golden might shower. Be open to
Why
something
are
new,
we
Jake.
Doing this?
Damn, I got a Ford truck month ad. Hold on.
Why is that the ad for that website?
Hey, all right,
Jake,
like
so
that.
Golden Shower.
People who drive Fords get
what
golden
exactly
showers.
What exactly constitutes piss play? Simply put, it's the act of urinating on your sexual partner. That could be anywhere over their body, on their chest, over their face, in their mouth, or otherwise. This is definitely on the kinkier side of sex, so it isn't quite as weird as you might think. Okay, now the do's. Real quick, Jacob. This is like a commercial. This is like where the ad would be.
Yeah.
This is like ad roll.
Yep. Oh my
now,
God.
I like this. Now the do's.
We're veering off the path
the plan.
Greatly right now.
It's plan?
Yeah, plan accordingly.
Okay. I'd like to know if I'm going to be
pissed. Make sure
on.
You have a drain somewhere. Use training pads. Use training pads. I don't know. It'll ruin your hardwood floors if you don't. A towel is not sufficient.
Okay. Good to know. Don't piss in the same spot every time.
Now don't. I'm not even going to do this. What
do you think you're getting yourself into? Pulling up an article like that.
You're on a list after looking at that.
Can you? Oh, sorry. The next question.
Oh, God. Let's talk about the protagonist survival guide. Let's talk about Elizabeth Olsen's character. I loved her. I thought she was amazing in this. Yeah. Very convincing. All the expressions, all the pain and anguish that she goes through. And I just feel like she knocked it out of the park with this movie. And I feel like she's the only thing that really makes this movie good, to be honest.
Yeah,
because it is a very typical home invasion type movie. There's really nothing special about it until the twist actually happens. Mm-hmm. But it's her acting, to me, that holds the movie together. That's
and
my personal opinion.
That doesn't
opinion.
Mean that up until that point, it was boring by any means. Mm-hmm. It's just... it's a lot of setup and kind of collecting information.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Up until that twist actually happens.
What do you think about the protagonist, Bobby?
I think she was just fucking great.
Yeah.
I mean, just great.
I got to give her fucking flowers with the dad scene.
There's technically, yeah.
That was like
where she's where she switches so between like helpless like little girl and then into like I'm going to kill you, dad. Persona.
No, earlier when she found him dead.
Oh, yeah. And she's like crying hysterically.
Yeah. Like that whole few minute scene was incredible. Oh, yeah. And then the scene that you were talking about.
There's
too.
Technically a second protagonist, too. It's Sophia, which is technically Ashley Olsen's alter ego, the girl that gets her to kill her dad in the first place. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
So she was technically trying to lead her to the realization, because apparently we're dealing with repressed memories, because she had not a clue about what mm-hmm. happened to her yeah. as a kid.
So
and,
brutal.
And
man.
Then all of us, I know, my God, the ending is
well
the ending
like
is really disturbing, to be perfectly
honest. Well yeah, movies like this, especially when you have a daughter and shit.
Yeah. Especially it's, any like. It's just, that's
we could definitely
up.
Talk about
I don't
that.
Like these kind of movies, man.
Yeah, the ending is extremely disturbing to the point where it I would say trigger warning probably for some people.
Yes,
because
for sure.
Should've yeah, it's not for the lighthearted. But yeah, I thought she was great. I really liked the dynamic between her and Sophia and how they are technically two people in one. Let's talk about the musical score. Very simple.
Yeah.
Little strings here and there, ominous frequencies, technically.
I'll be honest, I didn't really notice it.
I think
there
it
wasn't
was,
too much.
It wasn't too much. I think it was more so just added for scenes of intensity where, you know, kind of just like sound frequencies kind of that, you know, add tension to it. I thought it was effective for what it was. The death chart, the only person who technically died was the dad.
Technically, yeah,
what did
right.
you think of his death? I kind of liked it. I kind of liked how all of a sudden she just comes like from the side and just hits him with the sledgehammer in the
yeah.
head. And I like how the camera moves with her swing of the sledgehammer too. I thought that was a really cool shot.
Like whoever fucking ran that camera.
Oh, and so good. That whole scene was technically all one shot too. So I like the idea that when the camera leaves the uncle, it hovers over part of the dad's body and just see him laying in his own pool of blood.
Yeah,
that was such a good shot.
The opening scene. There's some sick shots.
Yes, I do. When we get to our favorite scenes, which we're actually getting to right now, the scenic route. I'll go first. I think my favorite scene is when she escapes the basement and she starts running through the open field, and she just keeps running and running and running. I thought it was very frantic, very effective. And then right at the end, she sees a little girl just like standing on the side of the street. That I would have to say that whole scene was my favorite scene. And I have a second one too, but I'll let you guys go first. Do you have a favorite scene, baby Dusty?
I feel like I had one, but now I can't think of.
I got one. I got a scene that stuck out to me was, you didn't know where this movie was going, and you're just sitting there the whole time. You're like, man, this movie kind of blows because these people are fucking stupid. Why wouldn't you go get help?
They made some
dumb
decisions. We can be real.
Yeah, but not. But they didn't, though, because of the twist, right?
Yeah.
My favorite scene was, this is the first moment in the movie where I'm like, what the fuck is going on? When she's under the table and she sees the little girl again, mm-hmm. and it's her. She's just having like flashbacks. She's hiding under the table. Yeah. Like, I really liked that scene. I thought that was very like, wait, that like woke me up. I'm like, wait, what's going on right now? Something's going on, you know?
It's when the movie made its huge like switcheroo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm always looking for scenes that like make me feel something. And like that movie, like I said, I don't do well with these kind of movies. Because especially having a daughter and all that shit, like it's really fucked up to even think that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't process that. And you know, obviously what the movie's about, she kills her dad at the end. Yeah. You know? So it's like so twisted. But that was this movie. There's this part, that scene left me feeling some type, let me feel
well,
uneasy,
you know?
It's
extremely disturbing if you think about the context of it all. Yeah. And
you know what's going on.
They don't really show what's going on,
but you can tell
what's going on. That's what makes it extremely disturbing.
Exactly.
Another part that adds to the disturbing factor is that they find that bedroom in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Like a girl's bedroom in the basement.
It reminds me of...
That was freaking creepy, too.
What was that horror movie we watched?
Barbarian?
Yeah.
Yeah. It does have Barbarian vibes. But the whole, like, last fourth of the movie just really takes it in a very disturbing, like, it just takes it in a disturbing direction.
Yeah, it does.
So I remember two scenes that I really liked that was more because of, like, the way it was filmed. Mm-hmm. Is I liked it, you know, there was a couple scenes we saw where like she was going up the steps and she kind of just stood close to the railing and the cameraman went behind her.
Cool. Yeah.
So there was another scene like that same thing where they were in the bathroom and it was her shutting the door and it just was instantly like the cameraman panned right to the mirror as the door shut.
Yeah.
So it was like, it just looked so sick. And then there was another one. And I don't know, I think you caught it with me. It was when they were standing there in the mirror behind her. You saw a figure standing there for a second.
Oh, yeah.
And she just slightly moved and they moved again and it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very subtle, but it was sick. But
that's when I thought this was Home Invasion.
Yes.
You know?
It gives you those big vibes like that and makes you feel that. And I think they should have done that a little bit more, to be honest. Like, because with what you find out what it is, you know, those demons are always following her, even though
that's technically what they were. They were her past demons. Yeah,
and they were suppressed until she got into the house and started coming out. I think it should have came out more and gave it that feel because it was missing a lot of that, like just shit haunting her.
So how I just said, I could not put my finger on what felt off about this movie. That's exactly what is missing. What Dusty just said. It didn't like...
It meandered sometimes.
It just didn't give you, like, is this a home invasion film? The fuck is going on here? Is this chicken loose?
It waited too long to get to the point.
It should have given you more home invasion feel.
And this is what I actually want to talk about.
Like knocking on doors. Yeah. And like,
because we did hear that like twice. We heard like knocking.
There should have been scarier. They could have been way scarier shit now.
This is what I want to get into. So there's a part of the movie that I don't like. I really actually don't like it.
All right,
and
moving on. Where are we at right now?
We're at...
Do you like this shit or not?
Who runs No. We're at the vibe Balboni? Test. We're going to talk about like our favorite, least favorite things. So my least favorite... My favorite scene, I already told you what they are. I also want to see my other favorite scene with the bathroom scene, how the camera's like circling around and things are just morphing
toilet
into...
Toilet on the wall now.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, the sledgehammer in the wall. I thought that was a great scene. That being said, my least favorite part of the movie is the scene where the uncle takes her back to the house.
Yeah.
And then there's just this 20-minute section of them just walking around together. And it is so slow. And nothing really happens until they get to the pool room. And nothing makes sense. And it just felt like, okay, now we're walking through the whole house again, but now with the uncle. Like, it kind of just... It lost my attention this time around watching. I was like, oh, this is like not as scary because now they're with each other. It was scarier when she was by herself the first time she walked through the house. How is it going to be scarier with now another person doing the exact same thing? That part of the movie I thought got a little bit boring. But they did do like a turnaround once they got to the pool room upstairs and the light goes off and the Polaroid scene happens. It pits back up. But that 20 minutes right before that drove me insane. I thought it was so slow and so boring with the uncle.
I'm going to piggyback right off that because I agree with you 100%. That was my least favorite scene of it all.
It was so unnecessary.
And it didn't make sense to where, you know, I get that she was hallucinating. I get all these things were happening, but why would she be cool with her uncle? I don't. It was just a weird fucking scene. I hated it.
It made sense. And that was the first thing you guys mentioned, too, is like, why the fuck is the uncle not calling the police right now? Why the fuck? Like,
but we know why. That's
well, we know right. why. But like I said, the whole section where they're walking around the house together, boring as hell. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it was so boring.
I was not. There
was
that.
There was now thinking about another scene that I really liked. And it happened twice.
Mm-hmm.
Was they go into a room. She goes in with her father and he finds Polaroids,
mm-hmm.
picks them up, hides them right away.
I did like that part.
And they hide them right away. And she was like, what was that? He's like, oh, it's just something for the insurance.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right. It happens again later, but with her uncle and same thing. And I was like, okay, something absolutely has fucking gone down in this house. And I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
But I like right then you were like, holy fuck. But they were very subtle, like just two small quick scenes. And it really played a big part later on.
I get that. But to further prove my point, though, we still already had another scene with the father picking up the Polaroids and happening. So did we really need it a second time with the uncle?
I think so.
You think so?
I like that they both did it.
Uh-huh.
Because it was also like, how the fuck they get back out there?
Okay. But listen to me then. How about this? We could have gotten to that scene a lot quicker.
Oh, I'm not. Because
I felt like that whole section was just boring as hell.
I'm not doubting that. I was saying that was a scene I liked.
Yeah.
Another scene I liked, another scene I did not like was the very beginning, but it kind of makes it a little bit easier to digest.
Yeah.
But just at the beginning, the dialogue between the fucking dad and the uncle just... It just pissed me off.
The acting was off.
It wasn't awkward, and
it makes sense later, but still, I was like, this is just weird.
No, I'm right there with you.
The part you guys are talking about there at the end when they're with the when they went back to the house, didn't really bother me that much. The slowness.
I thought that's when I felt like I was even starting to look at my phone at that point. It was a little bit unstimulating
quick
to
me personally. But
well, that's good.
But I think it could have. It didn't really need to be there at all.
Well, they also. It's only a 92-minute long movie, so
is
probably
this shit recording.
Yeah, it's recording. They have the highest looks on their faces right now. It's kind of hilarious. But we are done talking about the movie unless you have something else to bring forth into the conversation.
I don't know much right now.
Okay, well, we can go into our ratings.
Let's
Dusty,
hit it.
You go first, baby.
I'm going to go lights on.
Yay!
You know, I was kind of getting lost there a little bit. I'm like, okay, home invasion, but not much happening for home invasion style. So I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? Once you get in a little bit and you start seeing some real weird shit going down, I got into it. I really liked the twist of it there. You know, I don't like the story of it, but like the way it twisted. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's kind of more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because originally I thought maybe they were just like murdering children there.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like fucking even worse. I mean, it's not really much worse than murdering children, but you know.
Yeah.
It just kind of took a different turn than I thought. So I'm going to go lights on.
Bobby.
Lights on, Dusty says, huh?
Yeah, what's Bobby say, baby?
This movie was a tough one for me. You know, like I was saying, the way it makes you feel, what it's about, I don't really love that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to sometimes look past that. I know it's just a movie, but...
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to be closer to your opinion
it's
on this
hard,
one.
Yes. It's hard to look past those kind of things, and it just kind of does something to me, triggers me in a fucking really weird way.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I thought the acting from the girl was 12 out of 12. I think she was just absolutely incredible. I get why she's the biggest A-lister in Marvels, I guess Jake's saying, you know. If we believe him, I don't know. I don't watch Marvel movies. But I don't know. Probably the only guy on planet Earth that's never seen a Marvel movie or Star Wars.
I've seen one, fuck Marvel. And I've never seen another one again.
So for me, I didn't think the acting was great from the guys.
Yeah, me neither.
I was really, really hoping that this was some crazy home invasion. I really wish there was more of the jump scare parts of the home invasion feel, where like there's so much more they could have done, I thought, where playing to really fuck up her head, knocking on doors, windows, yeah. Mm-hmm. Doing shit, playing, you know, more of that.
Less walking around and more shit happening.
Yeah, and I just, man, there's something about this movie that just feels so off to me. I can't put my finger on what it is. Maybe it's a fucking based on a true story and I'm feeling it. I don't know, but I don't really care for it. The twist was, I thought, incredible. I'd go lights off completely, lights off.
Damn.
I'm out of there. I'm out of here.
There was one thing with the ending that I'm glad is that it wasn't taken as far as it could have been. Like, it's still, you know what happened, but yeah. Like, it doesn't really.
It could have been way gnarlier.
Yeah. You're right. So that's why I was like, if it would have went way over,
that's fair.
It would have been bad. But yeah, it still leaves you like, okay, I know what happened, but I don't.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So I'm conflicted with this movie, which is funny because if we were doing the Fright Night podcast, like when this movie first came out, I would have gave it like a very bright lights on, you know, because I was just obsessed with the whole concept
of the movie. Once you told me it wasn't shot in once, it kind of loses
that
I just forgot about that. I might retract that now and make that lights are barely flickering.
They're flickering.
Yeah. Right. But I think my perspective of this movie is that I loved it when it first came out. Watching it the second time, I was, stop, guys. Sorry. They're doing the gesture again. Watching it, well, this would probably be my third time because I feel like I've watched it in between since then too as well. I love the cinematography. I think Elizabeth Olsen crushed it with the acting. I really enjoyed the twist, but the things that I don't like about this movie, and there are multiple ones. One of them is the direction the plot goes and how dark it gets and how disturbing it gets, and it kind of really puts a sour taste in my mouth when you find out exactly what happened to her as a kid, and you're like, should this be entertaining? Like, this is this is sick. Like, this is really sick stuff that's going on right now, especially those last like 5 minutes of the movie where she's kind of acting out how her dad treated her when she was a kid. I was like, okay, this is really making me uncomfortable, which is weird because it didn't when I was younger, but you don't really think about it, you know, until you have your adult goggles on. You're like, okay, this, maybe they took it too far. That was one thing I wasn't really happy with, how dark they took the content. Two, the inconsistency in the acting. I agree with you guys. I don't think the male actors actually did that great of a job in this at all. But the huge high point was the cinematography was wonderful, and that guy deserves a raise, and I hope he got a lot of job opportunities after this movie. I think it's also awesome that they at least created the illusion that it's an all one take. Yes. So I probably won't ever watch this movie again because once you know all about it, there's no reason to watch it again.
Yeah.
I can see myself being very bored again if I watch it a third time.
It's not a second watch. Yeah. You watch this three times.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it a very dim lights on for the technical.
That's not how this works. It's either lights on or lights
okay,
off.
Okay. It's lights on, but it's a small lights on because I'm giving it for its technical features, the cinematography, the acting by Elizabeth Olsen, and the illusion that it's all shot in one take. I think that's great. Outside of that, I could have done without some of the disturbing material that they included into the plot. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a lights on, but I probably will never watch it again.
Yep.
Yep. Damn, Bobby, you got your first lights off this year. I'm very impressed.
There's going to be more where that came from.
Yeah. And this was a movie you recommended too. Isn't it crazy how your perspective changes a lot after like not seeing a movie for a while?
I've never seen this movie before.
You have seen it. You've seen it with me. You're high all the time.
Nice.
Yeah. I think I'm starting to lose.
You've been
my
high
memory.
For 10 years.
I really forget. Like, remember how high we used to get back in the day?
But think about the shit that you've done in 10 years. Like, I can see why you wouldn't remember if you've seen a movie or not, because all this shit's gone, has happened in between that time frame.
A lot.
Been engaged twice.
Oh my gosh.
Had a kid.
Yep.
Started multiple businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of course, you're not going to remember Silent House.
DJ Project.
DJ Project, yeah.
And then weed in between.
And then a lot of
weed.
Remember
how weed. I used to get my old high-res? Like 10 years ago?
Oh, dude, remember the night? Remember Paul?
Do you remember you cried on the balcony?
No, but I... Well, yeah, I do remember
that. But I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something before we get out of here, though. Jake was a trooper now. I was on, like, this was... this. Okay.
You were wild at one point in life. You were super wild.
At one point.
When I first moved out here, you was a loose cannon, man.
I'm still there.
You still are there.
Different, though.
We really should talk about the Muppet screaming connected to the Bluetooth.
That would have been a dusty moment for sure. All right, I'll tell the story. So, bro, so before weed got legalized out here, it was only medical.
Yeah.
And, bro, it was some of the strongest fucking weed. I know all the OG California smokers that are listening to this know exactly what I'm talking about, bro. It was... Dusty, it's like, I don't even know what the potency. It was so strong. Like, bro, the edibles.
The
edibles, there was like no dosage. It was like you went in. It was like, oh, you need a weed cookie? Here's a weed cookie.
You don't get weed like that anymore.
That shit don't exist, bro. This is like right, this is right. We were the first state to let you, right? So I get all excited because I was buying it just fucking black market, you know what I mean, all the time. I was just fucking buying it illegally all the time. So I got it. I remember they were like, I had to go and do I had to talk to the doctor.
Yeah.
Guy comes on Zoom and TV. He's like, what's wrong? I was like, I got really bad anxiety. He's like, yeah, okay. Well, this should help you, right? So he signs it off. I'm with Rebecca. Dude, I must have bought the whole store, right? I couldn't even like explain how happy I was this day. But I never really fucked with edibles then. You know, this is 12 years ago, dude. This is 12 years ago where I'm like
it was yesterday.
I don't really fuck with that. I don't know. Okay, I smoke a lot of weed, so it's fine. You know, I'm thinking like it's good. So everyone I talk to, they're like, man, like, yeah, edibles really ain't shit, blah, blah. Okay. Well, Jake's not with me. No one's with me. So I took the edible the night before these guys came over. Bro, I thought I was having a heart attack. Like, I don't even know if I called the doc. This was it. And this girl was with me. She actually had to go to the hospital. She's like, I was drinking water and I felt it go from my brain to my toes and I could feel the water in my toes. I was like, oh, don't tell me that right now. And then Rebecca's like, oh my God,
drink
I forgot
water,
how to breathe.
It goes from your head to your toes.
I think she went to the doctors, bro. She was like freaking out. So that was our edible experience, right?
Yeah.
So the next night I'm having this big rager and have all these edibles left over. And, you know, this dude, Paul, he's like, I smoke weed every day. You know, those fucking badass guys. Yep. Like, I smoke weed every day. It's like, okay, great. We all do, but edibles hit different, you know?
Yeah, they do.
So this guy's like, oh, edibles don't even affect me. You know, those guys, you are kind of
one
of those
guys. I do remember how
now,
he was being.
Now you are
kind
of one of those guys, but you put your money where your mouth is now. So
yep. That's fair.
But this guy's like, yeah, you know, he's being Billy Badass.
And I'm usually
right?
like, I hope it works. I want to get fucked up.
Yeah, you're
up.
Not Billy Badass, right? He's Billy Badass. He's like, this shit don't fuck me up. I smoke weed every day. I smoke more weed than you. Okay, buddy. Got it.
Well,
it
sounds like a one-upper.
Okay, you know? Watch out for this fucking guy. So I give him a piece of the brownie. Still being a good friend, even like, fuck this guy in the moment because he's being a dick. You know, I love the guy, but, you know. So I give him a little piece. He's like, oh, bro, I could eat more than that. I'm like, bro, listen to me. I get it. But I ate these last night, and it fucking sent me off the rails. He's like, ah, bro, I smoke more weed. Okay, watch out for this guy, right? Right, watch out for this guy. So it's like 40 minutes in, and he's like, dude, I'm telling you, I don't fucking feel anything from these edibles. Give me more edibles. Now, Jake, at this point, is on another fucking planet.
I'm
right?
Jake, in my bedroom, like crying.
And Jake's like never really. You've never had edible. Like you never.
I've never done
shit.
An edible before that night. That was my first edible Jake, experience ever.
I know I make fun of Jake. And we all fuck with each other, but you cried that night.
I cried that night. I just admitted that
make
I
it
was.
Stop.
I did make it stop.
I said Jake.
I did say that. I said Bobby, please make this stop.
I said,
can't fucking
I said,
do
Jake,
this right
these
now.
These are one of these moments where. You fucked up, and you gotta hold on.
Dude, bite the pillow.
I put him in bed, and I just made him hold on to the side of the bed.
I'm
know,
in my bed,
to this door
rocking back and forth, oh, yeah. Just like bawling. Make it stop,
like, make it stop, bro. Now Billy Badass over here hasn't even hit him yet, supposedly. Right?
Yeah,
I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of this motherfucker. I'm like Billy Badass. Fuck him, right?
Yep.
Here, fucking take the whole cookie then. Fuck it. I'm like, you know, he's being. You know.
See, I wasn't around for this. No. Did he actually take the whole cookie? I was still in my bedroom walking, rocking back and forth.
They probably need a new carpet after you were done.
Now, my man ate the whole cookie. My man got sent.
And not only did he get sent, he scared the shit out of it because his phone was connected to the Bluetooth speaker.
So, bro. I can't wait. He went from talking all this shit to being like, bro. This is bad. Like, I am freaking out. I am scared. Like, he's like, I'm scared. This chick just left fucking say, you know, she's feeling water go from her brain to her toes. Jake's bawling saying, please make this stop.
That and, guy's got to be like, oh, fuck.
And what no one realizes, I was panicking. But
totally panicking. You were.
But I held it together for everyone, right? Rebecca drove home that night, which I don't know why she did. She calls me. She's like, dude, it's the craziest fucking thing. She's like, those edibles, man. She's like, I thought I was going 120 miles an hour at home on Danbury. I said, what the fuck? She's like, dude, I looked down at the speedometer. I was going 23 miles an hour. So I don't know if we got laced with
like
some
that.
Shit. I don't know if we got laced or what
no,
the fuck.
No, I think we just had extremely high potent brownie. But my favorite part of the night was when you went to your bedroom.
So he's Billy Badass now as a believer, right?
He's laying on the couch. He's like
now,
sleeping on the couch or trying to sleep
now,
on the couch.
I had a pretty big place at this high rise, right?
Rockefeller.
And it was just spread out. Like it was just spread out the whole thing. And he's, you know, Jake's in the other room. Paul's like, Billy Badass is like, please don't leave me, bro. He's like, this is bad. He's like, this took a turn. You know how those nights can go sometimes, yep. Right? I'm like, oh, no, you're on your own, buddy, right? Like, you wanted to do the shit. So he's, like, panicking. He's like, I don't feel well, like, blah, blah, right? I'm like, bro, just it's, like, 2 a.m. Just fucking lay on the couch, sleep it off. It's weed.
It was pretty late.
It's weed. Just chill out. So I'm in my bedroom, and the living room's the next room over, right? And one of our friends left. He's like, bro, this is totally how you were tonight. And he sent me Kermit the Frog when he's like, ah, you know what I'm talking. Have you ever seen that?
With
have
the fires ever, behind, like the flames behind him.
He's like, ah, he's freaked out screaming, right? So, well, you know, I'm a DJ, right? So I'm the life of the party here. So I'm playing music through my Bluetooth speaker. Well, where's my Bluetooth speaker? It's in the living room, right? Because it was hooked up to my sound system.
And
thing,
it was
right?
loud, by the way.
Oh, bro. We had the whole top floor, so we were just pumping music. It was like, you know how we play music. Bro, yep. It was volume. If that thing turned up to 100, we were at 94. You know what I'm saying?
Your eardrums were busting.
So I'm like, he's like, you got to turn up the volume, bro, and watch this. This reminds me of you, you know? I'm so high, and I'm like watching it, but I don't hear anything. So, bro, I crank the volume on my fucking thing. He's on the couch. I hear Carver go, ah, and I hear him like, ah, ah, bro. He jumped up off that couch and then it scared the fuck out of me. So I jumped out of bed, bro. I come running out, and Jake, everyone's like, what the fuck is going on?
I hear it from down the hallway. I'm like, bro. What the fuck is going on?
Bro, and ever since then, we've been addicted to weed.
Dude, I didn't even leave my bedroom. I was just wondering what the hell is going on in there.
Oh, bro, it scared me. I jumped out of bed. He jumped off the couch, right? So that's our story. I don't know where the story's going, but yeah.
It's a great story.
That's a great memory.
Fright Night Silent House.
Fright Night Silent House. We got two lights on, one lights off. Thank you for the first lights off of season two, Bobby. We needed one.
Hey, and you know what I was thinking too is this is Thursday, so here you go. Happy Thursday. And then I do think for Monday, let's launch the episode where Dusty forgot
one bedroom.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Just open mind. Just watch it with an open mind.
But here's where my head's at. If you're listening to this show, you know we got Smoke Blackcraft.
Yep.
You know we love weed.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're
would you expect anything less from us?
It's just showing you the product works. Smokeblackcraft.com. There we go.
Yeah, you can still hear him actually in the episode. You just
well,
have
the funniest
to-
part is like when I'm high, which is always because I'm really in tune. My gut said, I'm just going to be honest with you, because we record late that night. I'm going to be honest. There's a little bit of laziness
on me. Oh,
we were
tired.
There's a little
bit
of laziness on me. My gut said something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the movie.
Me too. I said, we didn't test this, but
I'm still not even sure this whole episode recorded, so we're about to
find out.
That's lovely. I love it. Fright Night, episode 28, Silent House. Thank you for tuning in.
Jake's bricked up.
I'm bricked up.